What does a post-apocalyptic future, elves, and a dying tree have in common? All this and more coming up on this episode of Lasers and Lockets, the podcast that celebrates strong and complex female characters in science fiction and fantasy entertainment. This is episode 40. Shall we dance? Welcome back to the show. I'm Lee, your friendly neighborhood host. Before we dive into tonight's topic, let's hear some random and nerdy news to give our minds a little something delightful to think about.
News.
Are you a fan of the RPG RuneQuest? Have you even heard of the RPG RuneQuest? If you're a fan, or even if you're not, it really doesn't matter, but the people behind it, Chaosium, have released a gorgeous coloring book as a free download. I love coloring as a way to manage my anxiety. And hey, we might as well check out the RPG too while we're at it. Playing an RPG with your friends online is a great way to stay connected right now. I'll drop a link to the coloring book and the article in the show notes. I'm a little bit behind on this, but did you know that the DC Universe has released an animated Harley Quinn series? And did you know that Big Bang Theory's Kaylee Cuoco voices the famous Harley Quinn? Yeah, I didn't realize that either. Anywho, the series began streaming on DC Universe in November of 2019, here in the US. It follows Harley after she escapes her dangerous relationship with the Joker, and she starts to forge her own identity. I'll leave a link to where you can watch it in the show notes. Lastly, as a bit of a reminder, we selected our first book for our new book club, and it is called The We Free Men by Terry Pratchett. We'll be discussing it towards the end of this month, so there's still time to read it or listen to the book if you're into that sort of thing. I'm about 35% into it, and I am loving it. I can't wait to discuss. Join us! We've got a Goodreads group and a Discord server where we can discuss in the meantime. The links will be in the show notes. All right, on with the show. Tonight's episode is all about the MTV series The Shannara Chronicles, based on the book series by Terry Brooks. The series is set quite far in the future on Earth, where elves, dwarves, gnomes, etc. have descended from ancient humans, basically us now. An ancient tree has been tended by a group of guardians for centuries, but after the elven princess Amberlee runs the gauntlet and becomes one of the chosen, the tree begins to die. Each time a leaf falls, a demon is released. It's up to Amberlee and her ragtag group, including a rover named Eritrea and a half-elf and last member of the Shannara family, Will, to save the world from demon destruction. The series was MTV's first foray into high fantasy, as far as I know. It's a kind of a Game of Thrones type of series, and I'm guessing it was trying to capitalize on the fame of Game of Thrones around that time, too. It does show an M rating on the episodes, but it appears to be exceedingly tame compared to the HBO series. I think I saw a nudie butt every once in a while, but that was about it. And I know what you're thinking. MTV? Really? Isn't that a music channel? Yeah. But oddly enough, it was a pretty solid entry into the genre. Sadly, MTV didn't know what to do with it and shuffled it off to Spike TV, MTV's Dude Bro channel, after a season, and then it got canceled. The series only had two seasons, and it ran from 2016 to 2017. Despite all that, the series has some killer post-apocalyptic vibes, but also has some sweet fantasy vibes, and I really enjoy that mashup. Tonight, we're going to discuss Amberlee, Eritrea, and Lyria. Each of them has a unique character to dive into. I think let's start with Amberlee. Amberlee is what we like to call a reluctant hero type. She's the privileged, wealthy princess of the elves, and she decides that she wants to break with tradition and run the gauntlet herself to prove that elven women can be guardians to the Elkreis tree, too. She trains in secret with her uncle, and is able to run and beat it, becoming one of the 10 chosen. And let me tell you, the gauntlet is fascinating. Basically, they put a blindfold on these people and just run them through the forest to a certain point. And they have to make it just based solely on memory and their footsteps, and it's pretty incredible. After becoming chosen, though, she touches the tree and sees a horrible vision of things to come. Out of fear, and out of a desire to protect those she cares about, Amberly flees the city to get as far away as possible. Even though our first exposure to her is kicking butt in the gauntlet, after that's over, she's presented as a quite naive, privileged, and rather incapable kind of person of taking care of herself. But you quickly learn that there is so much more than that to her when she tricks Eritrea and steals her horse. Amberly is very concerned with the well-being of others around her. She has compassion for the suffering of those around her, and she isn't afraid to get her hands dirty to protect them. She understands what it means to be a good leader with a good heart. She cares about her people and about her friends and about pretty much everyone, no matter who they are. There are a number of occasions when she sees the terrors of the world, and it deeply hurts her to see the suffering, and you can really feel that in her characterization. Although very uncertain of her abilities initially, Amberly is not one to back down from a fight. The more confident she becomes, the better decisions she makes. After a series of incidents where she followed someone else's instincts and hers were screaming in a different direction, she learns to trust herself and what she believes to be right. Amberly is brave, as Eritrea describes her, one of the bravest people she's ever known. And she quite literally holds the fate of the world on her shoulders, and she chooses not to shy away from what needs to be done. This becomes very evident at the end of the first season. That's all I'm going to say on that subject, as I don't want to totally spoil the show for you if you plan on watching it. Amberly is not my favorite character, but she has some really good progression from episode 1 all the way through the rest of the first season. Eritrea is the next character I want to discuss. She is such a fascinating person, and probably the most interesting character in the whole series to me. Eritrea is a human, and a rover, basically a pillager, who was purchased by a cruel man who hurt her while training her to steal and pillage for survival. Her whole life has been just about trying to survive until she meets Will and Amberly. Initially, Eritrea is, well, kind of untrustworthy. She reminds me of Tessa Porter on Young and the Restless. Like Tessa, Eritrea really has a huge, good heart, but she's lived for survival for so long that she has a hard time trusting anyone other than herself and what she knows. She steals to live, she manipulates to get what she needs, and you can't help but love her anyway. Although she's originally a reluctant participant with the group, she does drop her walls eventually and becomes a crucial member of the team. There's even a really incredible scene when her and Amberly have fallen into a basically a post-apocalyptic high school, and they bond over some of their shared past histories, and they realize they're both orphans, and they have kind of a really tender moment there, and I love it. There's also a pretty incredible moment in the first season where Eritrea has an opportunity to escape the evil rover who raised her. But she sees what is going to happen to Amberly if she leaves her with him, and she comes back to rescue her. She does the right thing, even when Amberly showed her no mercy before. That shows the kind of person the Eritrea really is under that tough exterior. Eritrea is seriously kick-ass, though. She's tough and wily and intelligent. And I think her biggest driving force initially is to control her own life and get to live the way she chooses. But in that desire, she's never selfish, and I love that about her. In spite of all the pain that she's been through, Eritrea still chooses to love and let people into her heart. She genuinely loves Amberly and Will, and later on Lyria, and she protects them at great personal cost. She really is the hero of this series in so many ways, in my opinion. Maybe the thing that speaks to me most about Eritrea as a character is that she's a near-perfect balance of toughness and compassion. Those are the things that make women such awesome characters when written correctly. I don't want to see too much more about Eritrea, though, because season 2 just really ramps up, like, whoa. But you will love her, I feel. Lastly, I briefly wanted to cover Lyria. She's a pretty mysterious... Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's the only way to describe her. Mysterious young woman who is Eritrea's love interest in season 2. She, much like Amberlee, is royalty, but she doesn't want to follow her mother's path or handle her royal duties, and we discover she's constantly running away to escape her fate. I mean, I might pull a runner too if the queen was constantly trying to marry me off for political gain, but, you know. Eritrea falls in love with her and is already in a relationship with her once season 2 starts. Season 2 is actually set a year after the events of season 1. But Eritrea realizes that she doesn't actually know Lyria when it's revealed that she's a princess of the Kingdom of Lee, the only human kingdom in the world. In more of a testament to the awesomeness of Eritrea than the merits of Lyria, Eritrea does reconcile with Lyria partway through season 2. Lyria, like Eritrea, wants to live her own life, and I think that's part of the reason why she makes a lot of the decisions she does. She's impulsive, which makes her very rarely a dull character in the series, but it does make her dangerous in many ways. There is so much more to her story, but I want to avoid spoilers as much as possible because it kind of becomes important. So, I feel it's worth a watch. Overall, The Shannara Chronicles is a fast-paced fantasy watch full of potential. It is too bad it was cut short, as I could see a bright future for it if it had been handled correctly. Also, sadly, and I'm forewarning you now, the series ends on a major cliffhanger. Despite that, though, if you're looking for something that's equal parts fantasy drama, post-apocalyptic action, with strong female characters for good measure, this is a decent entry worth a watch. The whole series is on Netflix in the US, and you may be able to find it on other streaming platforms around the world too. That brings us to the episode question, gentle listeners. What is your favorite fantasy book series turned TV series or film series? I can't wait to hear your answers. Tweet them to us over at LasersLockets using the hashtag LLQOE, or join the discussion on our Discord server. The link will be in the show notes. And that's it for this brief episode of Lasers and Lockets. You can catch us back here in a couple of weeks. Until then, stay safe, stay home, watch out for that troll. Yeah, that one that's lurking right behind you. Ha! I made you look. Get your nerd on and be awesome. All right.